You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. One thing we like to do here is bring in actors, artists, and other well-known people and ask them about work and money and how it shaped their lives or taught them formative lessons. It's called the Marketplace Quiz, and here's our producer, Raghu Manavalan, with this week's guest.
My name is Sloane Crosley. I am a writer and author, most recently, of The Clasp.
First question, fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you.
Oh, wow. Money can buy you a really big house to ruminate on all the ways your life has gone horribly awry. should I keep going? There's some famous actress, and I'm both going to forget the name of the actress. I want to say it's of the Elizabeth Taylor ilk. And I'm going to butcher the quote as well, but something along the lines of, I'd rather be crying in the back of a limo than happy on the back of a Schwinn. I actually don't agree with that, but mostly because I really hate limousines. Philosophically, I get it.
In a next life, what would your career be?
I can choose anything?
Anything.
Great. In my next life, I would be an archaeologist. It's what I actually went to school for. It's what I wanted to be. And I suppose that there's some sort of loose metaphor or theme between what I used to want to be and what I am now and the fact that I'm digging up other people's stories.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
It's the fact that you're a factory of one. So I used to work for a large corporation. I worked for Random House for almost 10 years. And, you know, even when you were doing things that weren't directly work-related, let's say you were mailing a check, someone else was paying for that 5 seconds when you were mailing that check. Mm-hmm. And when you're freelance, which, you know, is basically what writers are, no matter how many prizes and awards they have, they're freelance. So much is left up to you. It's your responsibility. And so having to produce everything all by yourself, whether it's, you know, filling in a W-9 or writing a novel, it can be overwhelming.
When did you realize writing could be an actual career?
You know, it's gradual. I always want there to be this moment. You know, in the movies, there's always a moment when you realize you're in love with your best friend or you quit your job and you're taking this goldfish and that's it. but it's really a gradual process. It didn't dawn on me. I guess the closest I have to a sort of revelatory moment was my first book tour for I Was Told There'd Be Cake. I was in Seattle and I was looking at the New York Times bestseller list because I had my job still, so I was looking for other authors on it. And I went to an internet cafe. How Seattle is that? Retro. And I went to an internet cafe, and I was looking through the list, and I saw my book title and my name. And, you know, you're kind of used to seeing your own name, so it didn't register at first. And then I realized that the book was on the Times list, and I screamed. I yelped. And I started crying. And this very nice woman who worked at the cafe bought me a vegan muffin.
Because Seattle.
And I realized that maybe I could do this eventually. I mean, it still took me another 4 years to quit. Things dawn on me slowly, I guess.
What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
A really good mattress. I mean, I think it's all well and good when you're young to sleep on, you know, it feels very glamorous to sleep on balsa wood that's just, you know, covered in toilet paper rolls or whatever you use for support, but a really good mattress, I don't think you can go wrong with a good night's sleep.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started?
Really, I wish that somebody had advised me to have a better answer for that question. That somebody one day will ask you for advice to pass something on, and you should really have something prepared. I mean, I think that there's, you know, write everything down, but that's Joan Didion, I think. That's not me. One great piece of advice that I received when I was in college was from a professor who said, a creative writing professor who said, you don't have to wait to be great. And I think that's really good advice for when you are a teenager and you think, well, I can write a great novel, or I can write a great essay, or I can, you know, paint a great painting when I'm older. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's necessarily so true now. I don't think you know, the next generation is afraid of being great, but there is a little voice inside you that says, okay, well, this is my practice. And you shouldn't treat it as practice. You should try to take yourself you know, take your work seriously, not yourself seriously. But you should try to take your work seriously as soon as possible.
Sloane Crosley's novel, The Clasp, is out in paperback now.